Nile Hero Cruises is now boarding. All aboard for an adventure through the mysteries of Egypt on the historic Nile River.
I think this is it, guys. Let's get on the boat. Chosen Nile Hero Cruises, the most popular cruise on the exciting Nile River.
Now sit back in your seats, keep your arms and legs inside the boat. We are ready to cast off on an adventure of a lifetime.
Sit back and relax and wait for what's in store.
Cruise so far.
The only Nile cruise where you can purchase genuine, somewhat authentic Nile commemorative artifacts at a very reasonable price, all while enjoying excellent entertainment.
Now, where are you folks from today? We're from Christ Memorial Presbyterian Church. We're on a mission trip.
A mission, huh? That's nice. On a mission to have fun?
Well, not really.
They're on a trip with a mission, Dad.
Actually, we're taking a day to sightsee, and we're hoping to hear about the most wild and courageous heroes ever to live by the glorious and majestic Nile River.
Well, have you come to the right place? You will be entertained, dazzled, and mystified by the stories we will tell you on the Nile. You will have three options for the entertainment portion of your cruise. Liza?
That's right. You may choose between
You have three options, people. Yes, I said three options. You may choose between crazy animal heroes of the Nile, Nile lifestyles of the rich and famous, or ancient heroes of the Nile.
We'll take ancient heroes of the Nile, please.
An excellent choice. You have chosen the entertainment option that is in my favorite genre, show tunes.
Ooh.
Let's begin the entertainment portion of your cruise. Now sit back, get comfortable, and enjoy the story of Joseph.
Gave his son a special coat, but his sisters, they knew he'd have to go.
Sisters?
Yes, sisters. May we continue?
Yes, sorry.
Back in Joseph's dreams, that one day would come true. Joseph wanted to follow God and asked him what to do.
One night, Joseph had a dream.
We all had bundles of grain, my sisters and me. When all of a sudden mine rose up and yours all bowed to me.
Excuse me, I'm pretty sure Joseph in the Bible had brothers.
I'm pretty sure it was sisters.
Absolutely.
I don't think so.
It's right in here, Genesis chapter 37, verse 5. Joseph had a dream that one day would come true, and when he told his brothers, they hated him.
Oh, all right. I mean, you're the customers. Sisters are now brothers. Fix it, people. Now, let's try it again.
One night, Joseph had a dream.
We all had bundles of grain, my brothers and me. When all of a sudden, mine rose up and yours all bowed to me.
Then there was that coat. Their father clearly loved him best. That really got their goat.
Their father clearly loved him best. That really got their goat.
Wait till you hear what happens next.
One day Joseph went to see his brothers and their flocks, with no idea their relationship was really on the rocks. They saw him at a distance, and their minds started to spin. Hey, here comes that dreamer. Let's get rid of him.
Hey, here comes that dreamer. Let's get rid of him.
Remember, you're brothers now.
Sorry.
Let's get rid of him.
Much better. Young man, I think I know how the hero's story ends.
He's right. What about the rest of the story? The brothers are not the heroes.
Do you mind if we take it from here? Come here, Joseph. Brothers, here's what happens.
Oh, sure. Now everyone's a performer.
Joseph was in jail, but God had not forgotten him, had not forgotten him.
This time it was the Pharaoh who had a dream he didn't understand, and God helped Joseph to understand the meaning of the dream.
There was going to be a great famine, and Egypt would need to save lots and lots of food. Then Pharaoh said to Joseph,
"Since God has made all the food you, here have you turned to
He looks familiar. Could it be?
Once the brothers realized that the Egyptian was actually their brother Joseph, they were terrified. But Joseph said,
"Do not be afraid. What you intended for evil, God intended to save his people."
Do not be afraid.
Joseph said to his brothers,
"Do not be angry with yourselves for selling me here, because it was to save lives that God sent me ahead of you. It was not you who sent me here, but God."
"Well, that's very nice, I suppose. So I guess I couldn't interest you in any Hero Sisters of the Nile postcards or keychains? No? Oh, all right. Lyle, will you introduce the next act, please?"
"With pleasure. Our next hero was raised in Egypt in the house of the Pharaoh, so he obviously was raised to be a hero from birth. We present the story of Moses."
Performing show tunes!
Again with the show tunes? Ugh, that never happened.
I suppose you would like to tell me your version.
Well, here's what the Bible says.
But it didn't burn up. A burning, burning bush.
Moses turned to see just what was up. Then from the bush came a voice that said, take off your sandals, take off your shoes. This ground is holy, 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 holy. I will send you Moses down to Egypt and save my people. From Pharaoh's hand.
Here I am, but I think I need to lie down. Does it seem to anybody else like this bush is talking?
No.
Take off your sandals, take off your shoes. This ground is holy, 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 holy. I will send you Moses down to Egypt land to save my people from Pharaoh's hand.
What if they don't listen? But what if they don't care? I am just a common man. What if they just stare?
Moses was actually really scared of what God was asking him to do. He didn't want to go tell Pharaoh to let God's people go, but God reminded him of something really important.
I am the Lord. I have heard your calling. I am your God. I have seen your tears. I am. I am.
Moses and a bush wearing top hats?
Never mind you that. You know, you all are proving to be a very difficult audience.
But we're having a great time. Do you have any other hero stories?
I don't want to tell you.
Come on. Come on, please. Can you tell us another one?
Well, will you promise to let me tell the whole story? Without interrupting?
We promise. We won't say a word.
Places, people! I present Pharaoh and the Plague.
This is a song dedicated to my slaves, the Israelites. They've been with me for so long, and well, no matter how much they get on my nerves, I just can't let them go. The Nile turned red. All the fish were dead, and all the river's mud was changed to dirt and blood.
Poor, poor Pharaoh, it was a bad, bad day. Poor, poor Pharaoh, it was a bad, bad day.
Thank you.
suitcases. Please don't leave. We can work this out. Promise me you'll at least write. It's been a very bad day.
And scene. Tell me you didn't like the story of Pharaoh and the plagues.
Well, it was entertaining.
But, you know, the Bible says that Pharaoh's heart was hardened, and no matter what God did, Pharaoh refused to let God's people go.
That's what I said.
Pharaoh wasn't a hero. He was a bad guy. He and his armies chased the Israelites and tried to kill them.
You know, you all have been a very difficult audience, and honestly, I need to center. So I am docking this boat, and I am leaving.
Wait, Dad, don't leave. You're the only one that can drive the boat.
Well, maybe you'll learn to appreciate me when I'm gone. This show is canceled.
No! Must stay in control. The show must go on. The show must go on.
Oh, who am I kidding? We've been trying to stay in business for so long. But without our hero stories, I'm afraid we'll have no customers. It's over.
Exactly.
Well, we can tell you some stories, and they're true.
Are they hero stories?
Well, really, in all the stories, God is actually the hero, but he used ordinary people like you and me.
Remember Moses? Well, he was chosen to demonstrate God's mighty power to the Pharaoh and to God's people by leading them out of Egypt.
And God used Joseph to save his people from a great famine.
We already told those stories.
That's right. But did you know hundreds of years before that, God made a promise to someone else named Abraham? God said,
I will surely bless you and make your descendants as numerous as the stars in the sky and as the sand on the seashore. And through your offspring, all nations on earth will be blessed because you have obeyed me. Genesis chapter 22, verses 17 and 18.
I will make you very fruitful, and kings will come from you. Genesis chapter 17, verse 4 and 6.
I will establish my covenant as everlasting covenant between me and you. To be your God and the God of your descendants, I will be their God. Genesis chapter 17, verse 7 and 8.
That grows in
obvious. But God's people were Pharaoh's slaves in Egypt, right?
Yep. Yeah, exactly.
Well, that doesn't seem like God was blessing them and showing the people that he was their God.
Well, that's what the people thought for a while, too.
Even though God made a covenant with the Israelites through Abraham, the people forgot about it when things got difficult.
And when Moses told them that God wanted to rescue them from Pharaoh, they didn't believe him because they thought that God had forgotten.
But once God delivered them through the Red Sea, they had a huge party, and we mean a huge party.
Woo-hoo!
Miriam, Moses' sister, led the people in a song of praise to God that must have been heard for miles.
Exodus chapter 15, verse 1 and 2. I will sing to the Lord, for he is highly exalted. The Lord is my strength and my song. He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise him.
It's Mr. Cruz.
Ladies and gentlemen, loyal passengers and audience, I owe you an apology. I have been a shameful captain, and even worse, an unprofessional student of the theater. There are no small parts, only small actors.
Don't worry, we forgive you.
You do?
Yeah.
Dad, the kids have been teaching us new hero stories, and they're true.
Oh, Lyle, I heard those stories when I was young, too. But at some point, you have to grow up and stop believing in fairy tales.
But these aren't just fairy tales, Mr. Cruz.
Well, even if they aren't fairy tales, they don't have any relevance for us today.
Sure they do. Throughout the Bible, there's a thread of God's love and faithfulness to his people, even when they ran away from him.
Or didn't understand what was going on.
Even when they forgot the great things God had just done for them.
What does that have to do with us?
We may not be Israelites, but we are God's people.
What do you mean?
When God sent Jesus down to earth so many years ago, he gave us the chance to really become his children.
I'm not quite sure I understand.
Maybe we can talk more about it.
refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give away and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Psalm 46, verses 1 and 2.
And I will fear no evil, for my God is with me.
And if my God is with me, whom then shall I fear? Whom then shall I fear? Oh, no, you never let go, through the cold and through the storm. Oh, no, you never let go, every high and every low. Oh, no, you never let go, Lord, you never let go of me. Oh, no, you never let go, through the calm and through the storm. Oh, no, you never let go, every high and every low. Oh, no, you never let go, Lord, you never let go of me.
We'll get right on it.
God's love for his people is more exciting than any made-up stories.
And God will never give up on his children.
Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you will sit back and relax, keep your arms and legs inside the boat at all times, we will cast off and finish our Amazing Heroes of the Nile cruise. Now, Liza, tell me, these new stories, can they be done as show tunes?